Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Idionones.
Tell you, no rest for the wicked, even though I'm trying to be good. Been a lot of radio and TV interviews right now in association with all of our work and doing this radio show 4 hours a day. And I sat in for a couple hours with Jason Burmes last night and oversaw the launch of the Obama deception. It is live, ladies and gentlemen. It is out. It is available right now at prisonplanet.tv. And, of course, you can get the DVD at Infowars.com, and those will start shipping out on Monday. I pulled the trigger a bit early with the release of the film because we had a lot of chicanery going on here with our good friends, the New World Order. And so I pulled the trigger last night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we've had about twice the number of downloads of the Obama deception from the PrisonPlanet.tv CDN super servers than we have members of it. So folks are definitely sharing their passcode, which is fine. But, you know, if you give it to too many people, it will time out. And then you won't be able to get on, at least while everybody else is on there under your membership. You know, as long as I can pay for the bandwidth, I'd give it all out for free in the highest quality to the whole world. Because that's what I'm into. I'm not into broads. I'm not into, I guess I am into broads, my wife. And I guess I can't say I'm not into fast cars. I got a fast car. The point is, that's not what I worship. I'm not into big houses. I'm not into trinkets. I'm not into being worshipped. I'm not into people thinking I'm great. I'm into defeating criminals, defeating the New World Order. But, so much is happening. So much is going on right now. Just makes my head spin. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. We had her on for about 30 minutes last week. Dr. Rebecca Carley will join us for about an hour and a half today to really detail what's actually happening with the flu vaccines and Baxter Pharmaceutical and Bayer Pharmaceutical and the rest of them. That's coming up at 1:30 today, so 2.5 hours from now. She'll be with us for an hour and a half, and we'll open the phones up on that subject because it can't be ignored that live, and this is Baxter's quoted in major newspapers. People email me saying, how do you know it was live? I mean, I was reading the Toronto Sun, the Canadian Press, Bloomberg. Yeah, we since found a Bloomberg article about it that we'd missed for about a week, so it was out. But you would think that, you know, mixing it in with the vaccine product for the regular flu vaccines where it could have mutated, I mean, if you got injected with it, good chance it would kill you. But the point is that it could have mutated with the other flu virus and just been incredibly devastating. So we're going to continue to focus on that today, but in the meantime, the Obama deception has dropped, and I want to open the phones up. I have never seen such rave reviews for any film I've made. It is, as people are saying, not as in your face, very smooth, very concise. We rushed to make it, but it ended up turning out better because we made it in 3 months instead of 6 to 8 months. So it's a very fulfilling, good feeling. I felt really good last night when I went home at 11:30, knowing that we'd gotten this workout and hadn't been stopped from getting it out to the world. Okay, Cy Hirsch is reporting Cheney ran SS-style political assassination unit, including units inside the United States. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got this MIAC strategic report saying Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Oh, yeah, stay with us.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we have a major blind spot here at this office, and we're always trying to recognize our blind spots, recognize our weaknesses so that we can get better. And we've certainly evolved over the last coming up on 14 years and gotten a lot better. But I intend, Lord willing, if I'm still alive in 14 years, to just continue to improve in the work we do, the quality, everything that we cover here. Now, the story I'm about to cover, in the past, maybe once a year, I'd come on air and say, this story is of such import. I must give it proper respect. I must build it up. I can't just start reporting on this like it's no big deal, because that is my blind spot. That is your blind spot. Every day I see articles about how they're trying to make people take microchips. Elderly, children, people in old folks' homes, criminals, you know, people, convicts. And I don't even cover it anymore. It's just, yeah, the government wants to chip us. We have the Army documents. We have the Pentagon documents. We have the American Federation of Scientists admitting that's the plan. And it's, you know, went from 10 years ago being a lunatic kook. If you read Army documents on air, people wouldn't believe you really had them, even though you gave them where they could get them from the government. They just said, oh, it's not true, crazy, to, oh, yeah, everybody knows we need to take chips, and Hollywood people get fake teeth for their kids with transmitters in them. And, yeah, everybody knows Google can watch you over the onboard microphone and camera on all the new computers. And yeah, it's admitted they're listening to your cell phone in real time. And yeah, the NSA's watching you. And yeah, there's death squads. And yeah, they're building FEMA camps. It's kind of like, you know, all right, they're putting military now in every major police department, regular Army and regular Marines as liaisons in the departments. And yeah, when there's a shooting or a car wreck, the Army shows up or the Marines show up now, and they got sidearms, and but you know, it's no big deal. So when I say it's my blind spot, I have just noticed psychologically that even though we're covering all of this, if we don't take action against it, see, if we just approach this and emotionally fight the New World Order, then as we get acclimated to it, we will stop fighting it. It's like, oh, I used to be against the surveillance society, but now I think I'm for it. I was listening to Road Dog Radio. I like that trucker radio. And I was listening to it on XM, and the, you know, the lady was like, oh, this poor guy parked his truck, you know, in an abandoned warehouse area because the food lion wouldn't let him park it in the back. You know, they come in with loads, and they won't let them dump them off when they're supposed to. They make them wait, and they go, ah, you can't stay here behind the fence. Go, you know, go somewhere else. And the guy gets killed by some thug, and the lady's on there going, we just need cameras everywhere and the areas for cameras for the trucks. No, we need to leave the truck drivers alone. And if you want to be a truck driver, you're trusted with this giant 18-wheeler. It's a very skilled, very professional profession on average that the establishment loves to demonize and make fun of. Then you need to carry a firearm. See, I believe what Kennesaw, Georgia did when their crime rate exploded back in the 80s. They said, you have to own a gun. Now, there was a, quote, waiver. But the crime rate went down by over 95% in just 2 years because the word got out in that suburb of Atlanta, don't come around trying to rob people here. And, you know, I think that people should be armed. Truck drivers should be armed. Oh, no, we'll have Wild West shootouts. Oh, yeah. 40 states have passed right to carry, concealed carry. On average, their crime rates have dropped by about 25%. Some states it's 30-something. Some they say it's 15 or 14. You know, Florida 25, Texas 27. I saw the numbers. Because let me tell you something. Criminals are scared. You come in my studio trying to hurt anybody around here, you die. Unless you get the drop on me. You come in my house trying to go after my family, you die. I'm not there, my wife's there, you come in, you die. We're just going to calmly point at your center of mass and open fire. Because they're all these scum running around, robbing and stealing and killing, we need more guns. You know, there's all these home invasions. I just saw the numbers from CNN yesterday. I meant to get to it. It's here in the stack. Where it's just massive home invasions increases, women being raped and killed, and these 911 calls where it takes the cops 10 minutes to get there, then they blame the police. The police can't protect you. It's not their responsibility to protect you. They can't be everywhere. They can't, I mean, unless we lived in total Nazi Germany, and then that's a greater evil. You can have a cop on every street corner. You can't stop it. They can't always be there because they'll be over there at a car wreck right when the robbery's happening. I mean, these parents send their daughters off and get them apartments in foreign cities, you know, in other states, and they don't get them firearms training. They don't give them a firearm. They don't even, you know, they give them maybe some little keychain. You'll always see scared women in a parking lot. You know, I'll go to the grocery store. I'll get home at 10:30 at night. My wife goes, ah, we need orange juice and pancake mix and strawberries and blah, blah, blah. We go to the store, and I go, sure. And I go to the, you know, HEB or whatever at midnight, and I'll be pushing my little cart out. And there's always women, and they get scared, and they, you know, they jingle their keys. They'll usually have like some little, you know, pointed thing on their keys, and they, you know, because it's there'll be like 15 cars in the parking lot, and of course your car's parked right by every time where the other lone woman's coming out. It's always never on the other side. Sometimes I'll just go to a Coke machine and get a water if I see a woman walking out. I'll just, because they're so paranoid, so scared, so out of their mind with fear that, you know, if you imagine how much they're scared of people that might have tattoos or might be black. I mean, I look like, you know, a younger Archie Bunker or something, you know, clean cut, everything, a little overweight, you know, your average white schmo. And these women will be shaking, and they'll get in their car real fast and slam the door, and you're there unloading the vegetables in the back of your car, looking at her going, okay, lady, believe me. It's weird, though. The women that aren't that attractive, they act even more paranoid, and then you'll have some foxy chick in the parking lot, and she's kind of smiling at you and everything. It's weird, but, you know, the issue here is that women are just gripped with fear. They are gripped with just out-of-control fear. And I can't imagine having two daughters, what it would be like to raise them to be cowardly, to raise them to be weak, to raise them to be victims. Not my girls. They're going to be locked and loaded. Anybody busts in their house, anybody gives them a problem, they're going to kill you. That's how it works. My women aren't domesticated, cowardly, weak people. Period. And you know what? I said that possessively. You're right. I'm a male chauvinist pig. I'm possessive of my women. And they like the fact they're my women. My grandma likes the fact she's my woman. My mother likes the fact that she's my woman. My dad's my dad. I'm possessive. I don't know how they take your survival instinct out of you and how they teach you feminism is being cowardly and scared and shaking with five locks on your door, unempowered. Don't let me tell you what real feminism is. It's a woman with a submachine gun. It's a woman that if you go after her, she's going to karate chop you in the neck. If you tackle her, she's going to bite you. She's going to scratch your eyes out if she didn't get the draw and get the gun in your face. I mean, this is sick. They've turned the men into gelded, chicken-necked, cowardly people, and they turned the women into chicken-necked cowards. And we're not supposed to be like that. That's not who we are. Now, I've got huge news here, and I'm already digressing. Just imagining the fact with the shootings and the rest of it, you know, this punk in Germany where they have a total gun ban, he gets a gun somehow, brings it in. It's turning out he was in psychiatric care. Guaranteed he was on Ritalin or Prozac or something. It's going to come out. I'm scanning German news. Guaranteed now because they're admitting he'd been seeing a shrink. Guaranteed. I knew it, of course, because it destroys inhibition. It's on the insert it'll make you do this. We made them put it on the insert because in their trials in 82, it was making people do this in the trials of the drug. The whole class of drugs. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but Prozac at that time, the big daddy. And he didn't like it that the girls didn't like him. He was an insecure punk. And instead of growing up, getting confident, or, you know, meeting women in the workplace, you know, just dealing with it, or maybe he was aiming too high or whatever, he went in and killed the pretty girls, like 10 of them, and then ran off killing more people, total of 16. I mean, it's always the same. It's always the same. So, you know, I am my wife's man. She's possessive of me. We should be possessive of our families. We should love our families. By possessive, I mean defend them. Think of them as ourselves. And I don't know. You know, it's exciting to see a lot of women going out, getting firearms training. It's very simple. Women are great shots, by the way. I had a BB gun, pellet gun out in the backyard about a month ago, and I'm shooting bullseye about 30 yards away, and I'm just sitting there plink, plink, trying to get the cheap scope to be accurate. And she just came out. It was, you know, one of those high-powered ones you crack, as high-powered as a pellet gun goes, and she just kept shooting through the same hole over and over again. I'm like, what a great shot. And my wife wasn't big into firearms when we first met, but I took her out, got her to shoot revolvers. She's like, this is so easy. This is no big deal. I only shot a gun a few times on a, you know, my grandpa's farm. And I'd forgotten how easy it is and how simple. Yeah. And she went from being scared of guns to being a great shot. and it's just wonderful. So, all right, I'm going to give you the big news when we come back. We have confirmed the Ron Paul is a terrorist thing from the state police.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Okay, I went off on a tirade about how we train our men and women in this country to just lay down and die and call the police when the average 911 call takes around 12 minutes in this country. It changes every year, but that's the normal average. Some years it's 10 minutes, some years 14 minutes. Last time I saw it last year, it was 12 and a half minutes. You know, in 12 and a half minutes, somebody can kill you, rape you, hang you, burn your house down. And women, you need to go to the local shooting range. You need to, you know, ask the shooting range owner who's a good trainer. I want to learn how to use a revolver. It's simple. When you're in a jam, it works the best, and pun intended, doesn't jam generally. And you just want to get something like a 22 revolver at first, a couple hundred bucks. Train on that, and then you'll find that, you know, you see movies like Police Academy where they shoot the 357 Magnum and it blows the old lady back 50 feet. It's all lies, folks. I mean, I've shot 50 caliber handguns that just barely, you know, just a little bit of a jerk. I've got a Taurus handgun called the Judge that shoots 50 caliber rounds and shoots 410 shotgun shells. But it's illegal because it's a, you know, it's a pistol, but it will shoot 410, and that's a great home defense gun because it won't shoot through the walls and kill your family if you've got like a number five shot in there that'll devastate somebody. And yes, that's the type of firepower I have. I mean, I'm proud that I'm not a slave. I'm proud that somebody comes to my house, I've got a five shot handgun with 410 ammo coming at you. It's that simple. Because if I'm half asleep or something going on, I don't want to go to the big gun safe. I want to go to the instant access safes, and I want to just grab out the revolvers and go at it. Now, in the old days, before I had children, I would just have a semi-auto Mossberg 12-gauge with seven shotgun rounds in it. All right, I'm already now obsessing off into gun nomenclature. I've got to stop. I've got all this important news, and I want to go to your calls as well. Here's the big news, okay? It broke yesterday at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo did a great story on it. I got this in the middle of the show yesterday, and I'd already gotten another one of these from Missouri, but I got one from late last year that was bad, but wasn't as bad as this one. And I get these all the time from police all over the country. It's always the same letterhead, the same setup. It'll just have the seal of the state that the feds issued it through. This is through the Threat Integration Fusion Center of Missouri. I separately was sent the latest version from California Highway Patrol. And I'm thinking about, he didn't say in this, don't say his name. He's a sergeant with the Highway Patrol in California, but I'm not going to say his name, and I want to talk to him and get him on the show. Doesn't sound like he's worried about his voice being recognized, but I don't want the sergeant to say his name. But I've got his card right here. And, of course, we looked him up and found him on the web as well. And I have the Missouri State Police officer who does not want his name used. But that was an older version from, I guess, 7 months ago. This one was put out on the 20th of February, 2009. So just about, 20 days ago or so. I guess 22 days ago, if you want to be technical. And, you know, it's ridiculous. We post this 9-page FBI FEMA ADL propaganda, and it has the phone numbers of the Missouri State Police on it, and we went online and confirmed this is their publication. It says law enforcement sensitive, though, don't distribute. And people start commenting on the Infowars.com story, oh, I don't believe this, I want this confirmed. Hey, jackasses, and I'm sorry to use that term, but you really need to get your head out of the sand. Call the phone number. We did. They've refused to come on. We have two senior state police officers' names, and they admit they issued this. It's confirmed, and we just wrote up the blurb, their names, what they told us. It's being sent to Paul Watson, who's doing a story on it. So, yes, it's real. It's true. Ron Paul, libertarians, Bob Barr supporters, Constitutional Party supporters, you are terrorists that want to kill police, is basically what this says. Ron Paul's basically a terrorist. And yes, call the phone number on the thing for yourself. before you start accusing me of lying. I am sick of your denial.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Love it. Chuck Berry. This is really the real father of rock and roll. I have been sent hundreds of federal marshal SLAT training. I've been sent videos. We've been sent internal training manuals. I know the Ritters here in town with their local TV show. Years ago, they went to a Homeland Security meeting that was public here in town, and they listed, you know, basically conservative groups, constitutionalists as threats, tying it in with Al-Qaeda. It's all guilt by association. They'll go, there are groups that don't want a world banking system to rule them. And next we'll tell you about white supremacists that kill cops. And so it's just this base demonization, and that's what this MIAC strategic report, the modern militia movement, starts out with all these examples of cops being killed over the last, you know, 25 years by white supremacists. That's still a handful of cases, but they just hype them and hype them and hype them to scare the cops. Then they move into Ron Paul. They move into how they need more gun control and to stamp all the bullets. They move into how now there is a new world order, but if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. And then they attack Ron Paul and everybody else in here, Bob Barr, you name it. Now, here's the issue, and I'm going to go over this in detail and take your phone calls and get into the Obama deception that's now out at PrisonPlanet.tv and a lot more. That's right, you can watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Super high quality, the way it's meant to be seen. Just atrocious. I've seen some clips on the web people grab from it, and I just wish folks you wouldn't race to put something up and then not, and then, you know, encode it on YouTube in the lowest bit quality so you get it up first. It looks like hell. I mean, I really want it to be seen, but all I saw was horrible copies of it out there. Please go to PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, and download the film in super high quality and burn it to disc and DVD like it's meant to be. Now, I'm going to stop there. To make a long story short, we put this out with other FBI training manuals and FBI training flyers to police saying, look out for constitutionalists and those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution and gun owners. And then they say right next to that, you know, they want to kill cops. Look out. Just totally made up. Totally. And in this new document, it says there's also mainstream public groups that say they want state rights and that try to get involved in the community and say they want to work with police and sheriffs and say they want to work with the cities. And they're secretly violent cell groups. Look, you know, just anybody involved in anything, you're a terrorist. And so we post this with other previous training manuals and things that we've had up on the site. You know, the older stories going back many years, and people start commenting, and I saw people on the Daily Poll commenting, going, I want proof. This comes from Alex Jones. I want proof. I want proof Ron Paul's in here. I will read the thing. I want proof that, you know, this is going on. You don't know about all this. You don't know about the talking points to demonize Ron Paul and patriots. You don't know about police in, what, South Carolina, busting down a door without a warrant because they had a Ron Paul sign in the yard. That was all over the news. I mean, you don't know about all this? Are you hiding under a rock? You didn't know that you didn't take time to read it where there was the phone number to the state police? Okay. I have this separately from California Highway Patrol, and I have it from Missouri. And frankly, I was so busy a few months ago when this came in from Missouri the first time, a different variant of it. They come out, best I can tell, every month. And they basically told Rob Dew, our producer, that today he talked to the state police in Missouri. They admitted they put this out. This is theirs. We called the phone number on it. Okay? You can call them too. It's just the denial, the denial. They're openly announcing all over the news that military is being put in the police departments as liaison officers and that the military is going to be out stopping drunks. See that, and helping at car wrecks. It's now being announced everywhere, just like we told you it would be. We know how they operate to make the military, the cops, the citizens think it's okay. Well, it's just to stop drunks. The Marines are here. Well, there was a mass shooting. The Army, regular Army, came after and ran checkpoints. And still there's denial. People email me and say, I want your proof of FEMA camps. I don't know, Houston Chronicle, Associated Press, bills, legislation, documents, army.mil, civilian inmate labor camp program. I mean, you know, I mean, I you can lead a horse to water. It's like leading a horse to the Great Lakes, man. It's sitting there dying of thirst, and there's an ocean of fresh water there, and it won't drink it. And you're telling me that isn't a giant reservoir of water for you to drink. Okay, then, fine. I can't help you. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I wasn't bashing the Daily Poll itself. It's a great site. I was just people's comments and people's comments on InfoWars and emails. I'm kidding. I mean, it's just blows my mind. So I'm going to go through the strategic report after we take some calls and get into some other issues. But I wanted to bring Rob Dew in here, one of our producers, because by the time I covered this yesterday, by the time I was worried about the launch of the Obama deception last night, it was too late to, you know, basically go back on air and well, we fully documented it, putting out the flyer and the phone numbers, and I've seen literally 100 of these. And for different the police have sent me because they come out every month or so in all 50 states. But Rob Dew, here he is. We can give you the phone number. He called the state police this morning and he talked to two of them. And we've got their names for you and they admitted they put this out. So, Rob Dew, give folks a report, please.
All right. So, on page 7, right at the bottom, it says Missouri Information Analysis Center. It gives you a phone number. So I went and gave him a call and I got another phone number. And that was to another department at the Missouri State Highway Patrol. And I talked to a Captain Hull, and he said, I asked him if he wanted to come on the radio and talk about, first I asked him about the MIAC strategic report. And he said, oh, yeah, that's he called it a report that they put out periodically. And it is to, quote, it's part of the normal operation for officers to receive these periodic reports for safety purposes and to track trends or changes. That's exactly what he said.
Because they're all little intelligence agents now, secret police.
Right. And so I said, oh, well, this is interesting. I wanted to get him on the show. And so I said, is this something that Texans need to be worried about? Would you like to come on and give them this information and explain it? And he seemed interested in doing it, and he was going to call me back. And then I got a call from Lieutenant John Hotz, H-O-T-Z, and he said, Captain Hull will not be able to come on the program. And I said, well, would you be able to? And he said, no, I've got to run to a meeting. And I said, well, what about next week? Can we get one of you guys on to talk about this? Because this is very interesting, and I think this is the kind of information that we need to talk about. And he said, well, I don't know, give us a call next week. So I doubt they'll want to come on, you know, and it's amazing. If you want to put something out like this, that's fine, but at least be willing to come on and talk about it, you know. If you're going to have these ideas and write stuff about this about people, you know, man up. You know, you're an officer of the law.
Now, specifically, this is this MIAC and this...
Page 6, it mentions Ron Paul, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to go over it. The Missouri Information Analysis Center is a division of the Highway Patrol Intelligence Unit, and they give intelligence briefings to the state police and also bring them up to speed on new changes and regulations to traffic and traffic stops. You can go to their website. You can just Google Missouri Information Analysis Center. I printed off their front page. I don't have the exact address, but just Google Missouri Information Analysis Center. Kurt Nemo linked to it in the article he wrote last night. And this is part of the threat integration centers that they've set up in all 50 states. They have subgroups, and I've seen this in every state. This was written by the ADL of the Southern Poverty Law Center. In fact, this is you can go to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center site, and different pages, different sections, you can just Google the terms and Google the paragraphs, and you won't pull up the MIAC, because we just put it up yesterday. We have the scans up. You will pull up ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. So this is just lifted directly from that. And they admit that in there. They say it comes from other private sources. And they just compile it. And they lay it into here. And so this is just unbelievably outrageous. Now, specifically, you also asked what the first guy's first name was. And he wouldn't tell you. He just told you his last name. And then you asked the other state police officer that they put you through to what his name was. And he wouldn't tell you
the
other troopers. First name, but he would tell you his first name.
Yeah, he told me his name. He said, this is Lieutenant John Hotz. And it's funny. On the bottom it says, no report or segment thereof may be released to any media source. Why? What's wrong with that? Shouldn't we all be informed to be looking out for these dangerous people? You know?
Well, it says Ron Paul stickers. I mean, you got a Ron Paul sticker. You've got a Don't Tread on Me sticker.
Libertarian material.
Have you seen Zeitgeist, which is the version that I'm all over, basically my film, large portions. And then America, Freedom to Fascism. Yeah. And then they put it right next to the Turner Diaries, which was fiction. What the feds planted on McVeigh. And what, a white supremacist deal that calls for basically blasting and killing and, you know, race war and dead cops. Nothing about that in Zeitgeist, which is kind of a, you know, new age PC angle on what we do. Then you've got America, Freedom to Fascism, made by a Jew who's died of cancer. Great guy, Aaron Russo. And then you've got the Turner Diaries. It says America, Freedom to Fascism, anti-income tax film. How dare them? Zeitgeist, the movie, anti-Federal Reserve film. Turner Diaries, novel that depicts the violent revolution of the United States government and a war that leaves only a white population. This book was promoted by Timothy McVeigh and said to be motivation behind the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, promoted. So he went on a book tour for it or something?
So, see, the idea, well, no, actually, they did send him out on a ledger tour, on a history tour. He went to every patriot group, every gun show, because it came out the feds carried out the bombing to then try to link it to that and talk radio. And, of course, it blew up in your face, terrorist. Yeah, you know, we expose you killed your own feds. It's an absolute documented fact. And, by the way, I've been in multiple SWAT team offices and places over the years, like the Travis County SWAT team, and seen the OKC bombing covered up in my films and other films people made on the shelves. And I've been in other police departments and looked and seen my films. And they, look, they all know you did it. They know you're murderers. Okay. It goes on here. It says political paraphernalia. And that's what they said when they pull over Abby Newman in Road to Tyranny at a state police checkpoint in Virginia. No criminal record, buying canning supplies in town. And they say, we want to, you know, search you. And she says, this is a warrantless checkpoint. They have these cars stopped. They grab her out, slam her against the car, put her in handcuffs, and then they get out the pocket constitution, my film Police State 2000, and they start hyperventilating, going, we got one of the extremists. I can't believe it.
I'm not sure this is legal.
Yeah. And they said, I can't look at this paraphernalia. See, so we see the training on the streets. Militia members most commonly associated with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or Libertarian material. Oh, how? Campaign for Liberty. These are, I mean, this is evil. These members are usually supporters of former presidential candidate Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. You know, they've done national studies where the majority of Americans say they'll vote for a Democrat or Republican, but over 50% call themselves libertarian. So, see, half the population are terrorists. Anti-government propaganda, militia members commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers. It's anti-government propaganda. Bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Most of this material will depict the FRS, IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and the New World Order in a derogatory manner. How dare us depict the bankers openly bankrupting everything and setting up, quote, a bank of the world that we'll pay taxes to? How dare us? Bunch of Madoffs. Additionally, radical anti-immigration and anti-abortion material may be displayed by militia members. You mean 91% in Gallup polls that say they want to shut down the border, and 80% in Gallup polls of Hispanics. You mean those radicals?
Well, and anti-immigration, I don't think anybody's against anti-immigration. They're against illegal immigration.
Exactly. But, I mean, they show, if they display American flags, look out.
Right.
If they display the Don't Tread on Me, the Gadsden flag, and it says created by General Christopher Gadsden, is that Gadsden? And utilized in colonial America, this is the most common symbol displayed by militia members and organizations. Now, so here they are demonizing militias. We didn't even have a National Guard till, 1901, 1902. It is the posse the sheriff calls out. It's the fact that we're armed, as all the founding fathers said, to protect ourselves from common criminals and tyrannical government, as the Declaration of Independence states. And so they are, this is an illegal criminal government openly waging war on people that follow the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and you dovetail this with the other training manuals that say if you pull somebody over and they make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, go ahead and take them in because they're probably terrorists. I mean, I've seen that in on the rack law enforcement magazines. I mean, if you just folks, all of you should dive into researching even the open source stuff, write your own articles, send them to us, we'll post them, put them on the Prison Planet Forum, because I'm so busy doing other things. I don't even see, I've gotten conditioned to not even cover this because it's just so secondhand to me, second nature. It's just so I'm so immersed in it that we all know this here, but the public doesn't, that I tend to not make as big a deal out of this as we should. People think I exaggerate. I tend to not cover the severity and how serious. Alex, you're exaggerating. There's bombings and rocket attacks and thousands dead in Mexico and that it's so dangerous 5 years ago. Now it's all admitted. No, we just are informed and spend our time researching. Recap it, though, for those listening, the state police of Missouri confirm that, yes, this indeed is what they give their officers. Run back through it quickly.
Yeah, so anyway, I called, I called the Missouri Information Analysis Center, and I got a number for a Captain Hull, and I called him. He's at the State Highway Patrol, and I wanted to see if he wanted to come on and talk about the MIAC strategic report, and I gave him the date. I said, we got this in, and if he's interested in coming on and talking about it, we'd love to talk about it. And he confirmed that it was theirs, and it's he wanted to give me a quote in the beginning. You know, just, well, this is what it is. And he said, it's normal operation for officers, and that's his quote, and to receive these reports for, a quote, safety purposes and to track trends or changes. And he said more, but that's what I wrote down, so that's all I want to say that he quoted.
No, it's okay. Let's not be neurotic about this. Yeah. I'm not saying you, come back and tell us. I know you're trying to write as fast as you could.
Right.
You can paraphrase. Reporters do that.
Right.
Basically, what else he told you. We want all of it. I'm going to squeeze every drop of information out of you.
Right.
Rob, do prepare to be interrogated on air when we get back.
Yikes.
You will be interrogated. I'm Alex Jones. The Obama Deception can now be viewed at PrisonPlanet.tv and downloaded or streamed in super high quality. Get it from there. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, so the state police, two different officers from the number
There's
we called, confirmed.
Going around taking names.
That's right.
and he decides who to free and who to blame.
And so it's confirmed. We're going to go over it more in the next hour. I'm going to take some calls, get into Cheney. Ran SS-style political assassination team. That's mainstream news. It's all part of the freedom. And now their memos are public where they wanted to have a dictatorship and arrest people for free speech and ban free speech. And they said the president could do that. And now Obama agrees and is expanding those powers. I mean, will Obama put a crown on and declare himself God? And the media will say, that's right, presidents are God. I mean, could, if the president, according, has this unlimited right of kings, I guess he can commit any crime he wants. And the state police, if you talk about it, you know, the feds are there teaching them it's illegal. It's terrorism. Ron Paul's bad. Remember Glenn Beck? I said that was a talking point. I saw it all over every cable news show. These Ron Paul supporters are dangerous. The army and police need to be used against them. Then now he acts like he's our best friend because they realize we're the majority and we're taking over. The people are taking the country back through the political process and through free speech.
And he said his ratings have increased since he started with his new format. You know.
Yeah, of acting like a patriot.
Right.
But he slips in. Get Iran, terrorists are going to get you. Al-Qaeda's mm-hmm. everywhere, but boy, I don't like that new world order.
Right.
People are like, I like him now, Alex. I don't see what you're saying. Okay, if you want to be suckered, go ahead. But continuing here, Rob, I mean, I understand you scribbled notes. You were being specific with those. But no, tell us what else he said.
Right. Well, he went into, I'll go back over it again. He said that the strategic reporting confirmed that they put that out. And then he said that it's a normal operation for officers to receive these periodic reports for safety purposes and to track trends or changes. And
I understand that's what you wrote, but you're saying he said too much. You couldn't write it all. I mean, he was 20 minutes ago. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, and he said they put it out, and it's for safety purposes to train their officers. What else did he say? He was I was mainly asking him a lot of questions. I asked him I was trying to get him on the show, and he was asking me where the show was, when it was. He asked us where we were located. And
you said we're out of Texas, and then you asked him – you told me outside during the break that, hey, is this a threat in Texas? We like to.
Yeah, I kind of pretended I was a little country dumb. And I said, yeah, you know, is this something we need to be worried about in Texas? And because I'm kind of scared. I'm looking at this and, you know, talking about modern militias and being terrorists. And he's like, well, he said, well, I think we can come on and talk about it. And he goes, let me talk to my superior and I'll call you right back. And, you know, it was a pretty short conversation. I got his information. He's a captain with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. He didn't give me his first name.
But give us the last. It was Captain
Hull, H-U-L-L, like the hull of a ship. And they're actually, that's a different number than the number on the back on page 7.
But go ahead, ahead and give them Captain Hull's number.
All right, let's do it. 573. 526-6115. That's 573-526-6115.
And please be polite, folks, but if any of you dimwits out there that are saying we're making this up, there you go, buddy. Put your money where your mouth is. There's the phone number.
Call
Captain Hull. Yeah. Give him the other guy's name.
The other guy's name is Lieutenant John Hotz, H-O-T-Z.
What else did he say?
Well, Lieutenant John Hotz called me back and said, hi, is this Rob? And I said, yeah, this is Rob. He said, well, I'm calling on behalf of Captain Hull. He will not be able to make it on your radio program today. And I said, oh, okay, well, would you like to come on? And he said, oh, no, I have to run to a meeting.
Now, we already covered that. Anything else we didn't?
That's pretty much it. It was a short conversation. They were, you know, they were all very polite, but, you know, they don't want to talk about it. They want to hide in the shadows.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go sit in your office for 5 minutes. Think if anything else was said.
All right.
Believe me, more was said. Think. No, I mean, this is how it always is. Remember, go back to the conversation. We got to rig that up with a recorder back there for those type of interviews. You can tell them, hey, I'm calling from the news, and it's okay to record them. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.